I'm talking to Dick Gallagher, who is the incoming chairman for the Iowa Corn Promotion Board. And Dick, we're out here at another pump promotion for a grand opening of another place that you can come pump E85 at a come-and-go facility. Tell me what you think about the relationship with Iowa corn growers and come-and-go.
I think the relationship's really good because come-and-go has been real receptive to using E10 and going to E85 and putting pumps in. And as a corn grower, we're doing everything possible to promote our product. Ethanol is obviously renewable. It's environmental friendly, and it creates a lot of jobs in Iowa, so we're proud of it.
Well, I know you're a corn grower. Where's home to you?
Washington, Iowa, which is down kind of in the southeast corner of the state.
So what do you think about the crop so far this year? I know we're, you know, it all depends on where you're at exactly. But
it certainly does. Actually, we got to put the corn in real good shape. Then we had a little lull when we put the soybeans in. It got wet. It got cold. And since then, we have really been inundated with rain in southeast Iowa. It's kind of like the last 2 years. Corn crop, you know, on the, where there's any slope to the ground, looks fantastic. Corn, where it's got standing and water on flat ground, looks tough.
Yeah, I understand. We'll hope that this sunshine stays with us for a while here. Yeah. Turning back to the Iowa Corn Indy 250 that's coming up here. This will be the fourth year, I believe. You've probably talked to a lot of people about this race and how it's gone. What kind of things do people tell you that have had a chance to go or watch it on TV?
The people that I've talked to that have been to the races, many of them had never been to an IndyCar race before, and they're just absolutely amazed at how fast they go and how fast it gets around the track at Newton. I think it's their amazement that you really have to concentrate on. The other thing they're telling me is that they're really proud that Iowa Corn and the ethanol industry, domestic ethanol industry, is sponsoring this because it shows that we can run 100% ethanol in vehicles, and the performance of these vehicles doesn't seem to drop off. In fact, it's probably better than with what they were using.
Well, we had somewhat of a surprise announcement in that we've got Team Ethanol back for this race, and with Ryan Hunter Ray, the driver of the Izod car, will be helping just another way to get that message out there.
I think that's fantastic that was able to happen. I think that was in combination with our Renewable Fuel Association and some of the ethanol plants, and we're extremely happy to have that happen.
So I know you're looking forward to it. Any predictions of what's going to happen on Sunday?
I learned a long time ago not to make any predictions, but Franchini certainly looks like a good driver here at this track.
All right. Well, thank you very much. We're looking forward to the race. Once again, brought to you by the Iowa Corn Growers, and I know Pioneer is a presenting sponsor as well. So
yes, they are, and without having Pioneer being a presenting sponsor, this probably would not be able to happen. So we're real happy that we've been able to work with a partnership over the years.
All right. Well, out here at a pre-race pump promotion, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.